than you with what I did last week, the introduction about marriage life. Now, our rabbis tell us, Hatan Dome Lemelech. What they wanted to tell us. The expression of Hatan Dome Lemelech means you have to respect the Hatan as a king. The Hatan has to feel himself that he has a responsibility of a king. In what way? What they meant our rabbis to say, Hatan Dome Lemelech? The simple meaning, we see what our rabbis said something else about Hatan. Our rabbis tell us, the Hatan beyom hatunato, nemhalim lo kol avonotav, mechaperim lo al kol avonotav. He did avonot before. Mechaperim al kol avonotav, which means, for him this is a day like a day of Kippur. But still in all, Kippur also is not mechaper al kol avonot, unless, first of all, if a person has Kippur. If he's not going to act on Kippur as the day of Kippur, he's not Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado. You know the expression Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado? Person goes to make Tevila, and the Sheretz in his hand, the dead Sheretz, and he comes out, here I am. He's the winner. That's Tovel B'Sheretz B'Yado. Nothing. Then Hatan has to understand, if he wants his avonot to be nimhalim, to do what he's supposed to do in Kippur. From this came a custom among many people that they say, Hatan should fast on the day of his wedding. And that's what Ashkenazim, all of them, they fast on the day of the wedding. Sephardim, originally they did not fast. They were against the idea of fasting. Why? The Hatan that gets married, to him this is the Yom Tov. How can you fast on the day of Yom Tov? Therefore, you don't fast. And up to now, most of Kehilot Sephardim, they don't fast. But some Kehilot Sephardim, they adopted the custom of the Ashkenazim, that they do fast. We don't like it. Today, they find a loophole. But you could fast. Why don't you fast? Because Yom Tov. Today the wedding all of them are being done at night. The weddings long ago used to be done during the day. Afternoon, that's why the day is Yom Tov. What is at night, that belongs to the next day. And therefore if he is fasting during the day, it's not Yom Tov. From this came the some they say, let him fast half a day. I did not fast. I believe I want to continue the way of the Sephardim. I don't want to be weak on the day that I'm going to be very tired, the wedding. And this is, I believe the Sephardim should continue with their ways, not to pass. Let us pass for us too. Or that they pass, the one who has avonot will pass, the one who doesn't have avonot, don't pass. Put it the way you want. Then, however, we understand that the Hatan comes to a very, very high point. Greatness. If he has no avonot, is it tzaddik? There is a gedulah. But at the same time, there is also kedusha. Because they say that the person should understand what his responsibility. Because of this statement, Hatan Dome Lemelech, it was a custom. When Hatan comes, they all get up. If they were sitting, they get up, they stand. They keep standing during the wedding. This is still up to now with the custom in Yerushalayim and many places. But the custom, when I came here, I saw the custom of the community. They're sitting. They don't want their like order, system. Everybody's on. I know that all other places, the people get up, they all rush to the place. It's a chaos. The two of the chaos. But at the wedding, it's supposed to be a chaos. The way they jump, they dance, you know, chaos. But here, the lock system. They sit down. One day, we were at a wedding, Ocean Park Retreat Center. That was the time that they used to do a lot in Ocean Park Retreat Center. All of a sudden, everybody was sitting. Hatan came. One man stood up. The one that came with him told him, "Why do you stand up? It's so cold." Rabbi, he stood up. "Why do you stand up? Supposed to be Arachan Shahan Aruch that we must stand up." The Hatan came. Right away, the man that was with him, one of our people, ran to me. So, "Rabbi, I brought here one Gaon. And the Gaon said we must stand according to the halacha. Why don't you tell the people? They are sitting." I told him, "No, there is no law that they must. It's true the custom is to stand, but there is no law." He said, "In Shahan Aruch." I said, "There is no law in Shahan Aruch. There is Aharonim, some." So, but the Gaon said, "It is in Shahan Aruch." "Did you hear me? Told you there is no law in Shahan Aruch." He went. "Okay," he said, "he will show it to me to show you." Baruch Hashem, up to now, they didn't show it to me. But it so happened, one of the people came, talked to me about this, the man. He passed away out of Shalom now. He said, I told him, "Listen, don't start arguing with me again. This man already years back told me, that in Shalom, it's not Shalom." He went to him and said, "Rabbi, you said in Shalom." He came with a book to me, showing me, "Here is Rabbi." I said, "Didn't I tell you not in Shalom?" He said, "Rabbi, this is Shalom." I said, "No. Shalom has come to hear the Palom. But he shows me a Haranim." Not enough that they didn't say the right thing. They want to mislead also these people that don't understand the difference between Shalom and Shalom. They may see it, this is Shalom, this is written here. Yes. However, not alone, but it's so certain because since our Rabbi said, Hatan to Melamelech, they used to stand. But when they sit down, no, there's no Abon. This is all I'm bringing from the sentence of Hatan to Melamelech. There is another statement our Rabbi said. There is a pasuk, they say, where do we learn from the Hatam Mechapurim La'alam Antam? It's unbelievable. Certain pasuk in Mishle, Matza Isha, Matza Tov, Ve'yafek Ratzon Mehashem. If a person Matza Isha, Matza Tov. Without Isha, he's not good. With Isha, is good. We know why. Very simple. Person will not be married. All the time his mind occupied with someone. That he's a very, very has strong desire to have a wife. And he thinks all the time. If he doesn't have a wife, he has images in front of him all the time. Today image number one, tomorrow image number two, tomorrow after tomorrow image number three. The mind is occupied. You know what takes that mind not to be occupied on it? He keeps busy in Torah. If he is busy in Torah, then his mind busy in Torah. Therefore, we don't worry about him. But those that are not busy in Torah, all the time the mind. And that's what they say. Matza Isha, Matza Tov, without being pining the Isha, Shema Yisrael, what there is in his mind. That's the result of. So good. Then, but the ending of the Pasuk, Ve'yafek Ratzon Me'Hashem. What is Ve'yafek Ratzon Me'Hashem? He will get from God what he needs, what he wants. But our Rabbi said, "Be yafek, mitpakekim kol avonotav." מתפקקים, the word מתפקקים means they fall out of the avonot. That means being wiped out. Then when a person gets married, all the avonot, but they found it in the pasuk. But I saw a midrash. ויר עשיו כרעות בנות כנען בעיני יצחק אביו. וילך עשיו אל ישמעאל, ויקח את מחלת בת שמעאל החותם ויות על נשיו, לא לאישה. ותרס בת עשיו, עשיו הרשע. He saw that his father doesn't like בנות כנען, and he sent יעקב, his brother, away to go for dinner. He said, oh, my father doesn't like the wives I have there, Benot Canaan. I should go and take from Ishmael, my cousin. And he went, he took Mahalat. But the Torah right away said, Beikahit Mahalat Ishmael. Ahad met Al Nashav. He did not go to Al Nashim. In addition, that's a digador. He wants to take the good one in addition to the bad one. But they say, well, it's called Il Mahalat. Ishmael didn't have a girl, no Mahalat. She had a different name. It's written another place. What are the children of Ishmael? Why do you call it Mahalat? Because to tell you, them that takes Isha, Nimhalim, no, I will not have Mahalat, Nimhalim. From this we understand that the Hatan, Nimhalim, no, call Avonatam. These are the Midrashim that there is on the Pesukim. But the idea was, because a person's main avonah that he has was hirurim. The Gemara said, hirurei avera, kashim me avera. The hirur is worse than avera itself. Why? Person does the avera, finish. Once he did it, he did it. But hirur stays with him all the time. They asked me, רבוי, נשא מקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, אין צדיקים גיבורים יכולים לעמוד. And it's better to make עבונות and make תשובה. You'll be better than צדיק. And they say also, צדיקים שגגות נעשות להם כזדונות. If a great צדיק made a mistake, it's considered like you make the biggest עבונות. If as a person not tzaddik makes the biggest avon, they consider him the light one. They do not na'asot lahem kishgagot. So it's better to be am haaretz. Why? They do not kishgagot. If you make avon b'mezid, we consider shogeg. If you are a scholar, the shogeg is considered like mezid. Then I'll be am haaretz better. But imagine, till the tzaddik, till the scholar will make one avon, that's true. One avon of the tzaddik is much worse than 100 avonot of the amaret. But till the time that tzaddik makes one avon, that one is making already 1,000, not 100. This is the difference. It's better to be a scholar and not make avon. Now, since he has always the man before getting married, there's hirurei avera all the time. Once he gets married, he takes it away. That's why nimhalim lo avonata. And because of that, he makes teshuvah, he makes a bidui, by Ashkenazim, with the ta'anid that they do on the day of the wedding, with the bidui they do. So much there is. Definitely nimhalim l'avonatam, without the psukim, if they would do all this. But the psukim comes to support the idea that nimhalim l'avonatam, remazim. Then, I'm going next thing. Our rabbis tell us, there is a duty not only on the hatan, there's a duty on the parents to marry their children. Mishnah. Mitzvot haben ala av. What are the mitzvot that the father is hayav to do to his son? Hayav lemulo. To make mitzvot milah. ולפדותו, פדיון הבן, כפי זה בכל, וללמדו תורה, to teach him תורה, ולהשיאו אישה. His duty does not finish till he will get married. Doesn't mean he finished then. Then he has to do the duty with the grandchildren. והודעתם לבניך ולבני בניך. יום אשר עמדת בני השם אלוהיך בחורב. There's two psukim, one after another. Teach it to your children and your grandchildren. Remember the day you stood on Har Sinai. What's the connection? If you are going to teach it to your children and grandchildren, will be considered for you just like you are receiving the Torah from Hashem and Sinai. If you don't do that, you don't. That means you don't accept it. Imagine acceptance of Torah when you teach your children and your grandchildren. This is the duty of a father. If we said that she always shall to marry him, he has to know what kind of a shah to marry him with. Isha kshera. I'm not going to go into the laws now, which isha is good for a man to get married, which not. This will come later. I'll talk about it later. But a father has to see to it, first of all, to get a right woman for him. Right woman, we're not talking about that, those are asurot. Even hamutarot. So that would be kashera. Good. This is a very important thing. In what way? Our rabbis gave us a number of ingredients. What to look for. The Gemara said, Rotze lisa isha, yivdok be'acheha. See what kind of brothers she has. And they say, look at the uncles. Because they say in Arabic also, they say lulat mchaulin. The children, most of the time, they are similar to the uncle on the mother's side. Not the father's side, the mother's side. Why? Who is raising the children? The mother. The mother going to go take them where? To the house of her parents. Where are there? Her brothers there. And the children learn from those brothers. And I would say, there, so he said, I would say, this Aisha, yivdok be'ahya. Also, look, Isha she'ineha yafot. Well, our rabbis all said, well, particular about the eyes, aneha yafot, that she is kind to people. They say a person, aneha yafot, there is ayin ara, there is ayin tovah. Ayin tovah, people were kind to others. This is she'ineha yafot. Check on the girl herself. Check on the family. What kind of family she comes from. Of course, we talk now, we'll come back also what all else to be kashrut of the woman that he's going to get for his son. But there is one thing, a duty of everyone, to be mesameach hatan v'kala. Our rabbis took this as a great mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer, a gadol, said, person should stop learning Torah and go to be mesameach hatan v'kala. He did it himself. Eliezer never stopped from learning. And we said, who is the one is relieved from getting married? The one that studied Torah all the time. And this rabbi is learning Torah all the time. Ben Azai said, they asked him, he spoke so badly about a man doesn't get married. They told him, Rabbi, Na'e Doresh, Na'e Mekayem. If you preach to others, you're supposed to practice. You preach to others and you don't practice because he wasn't with a wife, was not married. What did he say? My assertion. Nafshi hashka b'Torah. Because he was occupied, his mind was occupied with Torah all the time. But how many Ben Azai do we have? Even the Tamtanaim, they didn't have Ben Azai, only one. Now we don't have even one. Hashkan of Shiva Torah. Can any person testify about himself that he doesn't think about the woman?
No.
Only about Torah? A Heshek, the strong desire that I have, it is in the Torah, not on the woman. But today, a man that is not married can come and say, my mind is on Torah. He looks at the earth. It is one, number one, number two, number three. He has them all in line. Not different, of course. He is at least the admits. But there is a mitzvah to be mesameach et ha'aretz, to show you how our rabbis took the thing of hatan, of marriage, seriously. And if a person mesameach oto, Gemara said, zoche b'hamisha kolot. What's this kol? What are kolot? Kol sason, kol simcha, kol hatan, kol kalam, kol omerim hodu et asher tzvaot. When you be mesameach hatan v'kalah with those five, then you remember that there is a sixth one that all depends on it. Kol omerim, when they do be doing this mitzvah, to be praising God, but forbid not to do wrong things against God in mesameach hatan v'kalah. What kind of mesameach hatan v'kalah would be against God? Would be something opposite of tzniut. They come with dirty language. The language is not clean. They dance together and mix dancing. Shema Israel. When there is the real Simchat Hatan Vekala to bring the Shekhinah with them. Shekhinah said, you are chasing me out to bring this mixed dancing. If a person is, there is no tzniut, definitely there is no hodu et Hashem tzibaot. Then how could be a person come and say he is zoche l'hamisha kolot? It would be the opposite. Can you imagine? Our rabbi said in the Gemara, if a person, people do something wrong there, you can't say Nevarech Elokeinu she'asimcha b'me'ono she'achadnu mishalom. There's no simcha b'me'ono. What's a simcha b'me'ono? B'me'ono, ma'on. You know what's ma'on? Ma'on, dwelling place, a simple meaning. Ma'on, where you dwell. But there is ma'on, name of the sky. There is shiv'a rekiim hem, nachon? Rakia, Shamayim, Machon, Zebur, Aravot, Shachakim, Ma'on. And it said, one of the Rakiim is called Ma'on. And they say in the Ma'on, there is Malachim that they praise the name of God. Shasimcha b'me'ono. Not b'me'onenu here. Shasimcha b'me'ono. And that Ma'on. They praise the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Malachim over here also to make Hatan Bekala happy. When you are doing something that Malachim happy with what you do here, they come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. Shechina. Ish v'isha zachu shechina shereya b'neim. This is the Simcha. Simcha that will come really, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm happy with you. When we do something that we turn our back to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Simcha b'me'ono, what is the ma'on? It's unbelievable. This is what is. How do you make mesameach hatan v'kalah? You dance, good. You sing, it's good. You say Devar Torah, it's good. You praise the name of Hashem, it's good. There is different ways have to be mesameach hatan v'kalah. But to do it properly. We never heard in our time when we were, I was outside, you would never hear mixed dancing. What mixed dancing? I remember Chacham Avadia got married in a school called Bet Sefer Spitzer, school of girls, girls' school. It was a nice size of a hall. They took the hall. The rabbis came, they made a wedding. All of a sudden, they were serving, people eating, some lighter service. Okay. All of a sudden, one came and put a victrola over there. And one young man, he belongs to the family of someone, he called one girl to dance with her. Shema Yisrael. Was Josh Amar, of Shalom, if you remember him, that's Elish Amar, father. He said, Chabaru, that's your friend, go stop them. I said, who am I to stop them? I was worried they will insult me, I will insult them, you embarrass us. You don't do it, I'll do it. He went to them, he said, Hasere derech eretz, azut panim, get out of here. He yelled at them, threw them out. That Joshua Mahan, Allah Shalom. I remember it, I was there. That's the only incident, Shema Yisrael. Can you imagine how hurt they were, the people? That's one couple came to the wedding of Chacham Avadia Yosef. Since he was young, his wife, a daughter of the greatest Chacham. They call him Rab Rabbanan, the rabbi of the rabbis. Who is that? Chacham Rasha'yu Abadi. Not Chacham Rasha'yu that used to come here. His grandfather was a great man. And the daughter of that rabbi, who dares to come to have this? Even here, we didn't have no mixed dancing. Well, you have the wedding, you finish, you come to the house. They eat, they sing, what? They took rice, I remember, they used to throw on the hatan, and they leave the house, they go. All of a sudden, this is the new style. A new style that they adopted, absolutely out of order. That is the way of what they learn from strangers. This is definitely, the book said, if there is a mixed dancing, they are not allowed to say Shasimha b'mono. You can't say it. And yeah, now they don't say altogether. Never heard. Only when there is some religious wedding or something. There was a religious wedding tonight. I left it. I said, for the class will come better not to go. They came to my house telling me to come and said, I'll see. I decided not to. Therefore, our rabbi said, if a person is sameach hatan vekala, not only at the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him reward. Reward comes in the future. Zochel leGan Eden, Zochel leNa'anot Mesa'udato shel Leviatan. They give us a list of things. What a person. It's a big mitzvah. I remember I used to dance a lot, not anymore. I can't. If I could, I would do it. I can do it now. Let's sit down and look. I move a lot sometimes. They urge me, I go. I make myself, I'm dancing. I can. I can jump. If I could jump, I would do it. I can do it. Gemara said, the greatest Rabbanim is to sign to dance with, what do you call that? Throwing things and catching another one? And what?
Chagla.
With candles they used to do it.
Lit candles.
Yeah. This is how much they believe in Simchat Hatan Mekala L'Sameach Oto is a big mitzvah. Especially if the Hatan comes from a family of good family. Religious, practicing mitzvot, and especially if they are yetumim, aniyim, people who are really aniyim, they are down with their life. Pick them up, cheer them up. This is the, especially to me, always. What is the Gemara said? I'll say tzedakah bechol ayit. Person can make tzedakah all the time. How's that? I'll say tzedakah bechol ayit. Zem gadel yatom bitoma betoch beto umasian. A person raising yatom or yatoma in his house till they get married. And he makes sure to make them get married. This is the biggest part. When I'm saying megadel yatom yatoma, not adopting them. Today, adoption is, I don't know, this, a man, the son of Mr. Cohen, I'm making a baby now, I'm Mr. Levy. It's not the right thing. Even if he's a Jew, chol shiken, if you take a goy, v'yalde nochrim yaspiku, Nabi said, they take children of strangers, what, for what? You come to take Yalde Nochrim. That's what they call the adoption. What? Who is this child? Where does he come from? What is origin? This is one of the things that we'll talk later, what a person should get married to or not. In getting married, there is halacha, and there is something, even with halacha mutar, there is pegam, blemish, something not good. You take a person, a convert, it's no good. Even if it would be done according to halacha, no good. It's become mishpacha. Adoption? Chol sheken. Who is that? A Sufi, Shetoki, they call him Shema Yisrael. What kind? Child is he coming from what? Zera kasher or zera not kasher? Mamzer or not mamzer? You don't know. Today is unbelievable. This is, I am not in favor of adoption, and I didn't do it all this time. But what can I do that this was accepted in the community? They take. At least we advise them to do it according to halakha. Then we endorse it. Regarding halakha, it would be kasher lebaba kahal. But not that we recommend it, we don't. If sometimes they pressure me, I do, said I won't do it, but I'll bring people that they will do it to see that they do it properly, that they won't do it improper. Because this child will not be able to marry a Jewish girl, but vice versa. We have to know if it's done properly or not. This is what we talk in order to get married to the proper one. Now, there is a mitzvah to be a shoshbin, an usher. What is shoshbin? That is the name in the Gemara. People that were shoshbinim. The people who are shoshbinim of Hatan, they are pituim from other mitzvot. If we read in the Mishnah Berachot that Rabban Gamliel's children don't read the Shema. Why? They came to their father and said, Dad, we don't read Shema. Why? We were busy, we were ushers. We were shashbinim. Shashbinim were so busy to be mesamehim hatam lekala that they were peturim from them. But now they finished their duty with the hatam lekala. Came all after, how much they jumped, they danced, and that, till midnight, after midnight, another hour. Now they came, still there is night time. We didn't read the Shema. I said, you didn't read the Shema? Go right away, read now. Why? They're still downtown before the end of the night. They came to ask him, but you said till the end of the night. Hachamim said, till midnight. Oh, Hachamim said midnight, just restrictions. But even Hachamim agree with me. The time is still the end of the night. Which means, we see, because they were shoshbinim, sons of Rabban Gamliel, they did not read the Shema. You are busy with one mitzvah, you are free from another mitzvah. Who of us will come and say, I was busy with the Hatan all the time to keep him busy? To Tzmahat Hatan Mekala was such a great mitzvah, they didn't stop from it. That's what we're doing all the time. This is how should be the Mesameach Hatan Kala Dinah. The Midrash said, who was the Shoshbin of Adam HaRishon? Borei Olam. Bravo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the woman, said, Vayvi'eha el HaAdam. The Midrash said, what's Vayvi'eha el HaAdam? Kaviyachol was Shoshbin for Adam HaRishon. And there is another Midrash. Who were the Shoshbinim also besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Michael and Gabriel, the Malachim came. Said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoshbin, we got to be Shoshbinim too. This is the greatness of Michael and Gabriel. Malachim that were Shoshbinim for the marriage of Adam HaRishon. And to be a Shoshbin is a great mitzvah. Today, in Tzmachat Torah, Hatan Torah, we need Shoshbinim. He said, right away, parents, take my son, take that. He said, please, make him Shoshbin in the Torah. And they pay money. They want it. And it's good, Sigula, they say, that the child will get married. They go ahead with it. Many times, that this was Sigula, it worked. That they took Shoshbin, and it happened. They got, you were Shoshbin this? As I said, the Simhat Hatam Kala should be properly done. Not take it lightly. You do something and said, I want to be Mitzvah Mesameach Hatam Kala, you do against Mesameach. You do against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That, as we said before. Now, our rabbi said, there is a pasuk. Micha, in Terei Asar, said, Uma Hashem Elohecha Doresh Me'imach. What does God want? What does God want from you? Ki im asot mishpat. Do justice. Be'ahavat chesed. And love kindness. Be'hatzneya lechet. Im Elohecha. Walk humble with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara said, what does it mean by Tznei Alechet? Zoh Hachnasat Kalla. Why do you call it Tznei Alechet? Do the Hachnasat Kalla, do it by Tznei. V'Tzina'ah. Do the proper thing. Don't go wild to do wrong things. What is wrong thing? You do mixed dancing? That's the wrong thing. That's not Tznei. Or, even if you don't do mixed dancing, how do you appear? What kind of clothing? That's Tznei. If you come to say the way you walk before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see you. What do you want him to see you? Half dressed and half without clothes?
We're saying
the
Hatan
and Kala
don't want
mixed
dancing. The parents want.
What do you want me to tell me, to tell you, that the parents are bad?
No. I'm just saying that's
you
their,
like to hear these words?
No, that's your idea.
Yeah? You have this idea on your mind?
I don't have no opinion one way or the other.
Thank God. If you have an opinion, we don't worry about your opinion. Unless you have a good one. This is behatsneya lechet emelayecha. To know this, that was says ochnasat kala. Our rabbis from the early generations, with their Holy Spirit, ruach hakodesh there, they show what can come certain generations that will be no tzniut, no proper way of behavior. That's why they spoke about it. Imagine, I said, Seh, lechet emeloecha. The year before, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Achnasat kala, emeloecha. Can you imagine a person? I said many times, comes a very holy rabbi to the place here. They're embarrassed how to appear in front of him. You're embarrassed how to appear before a human being. You're not embarrassed how to appear before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, our rabbis tell us, you know, this is something unbelievable. There is a midrash, Yismach Yisrael be'osav, benetzion yagilu b'malkam. The midrash said, when people are making simchat hatan v'kala and act properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings malachim from heaven to be happy in the Simchat Hatan V'Kala. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings neshamot, at least three generations before them, to come to the Simchat Hatan V'Kala. If the father is not in existence, the neshama of the father comes. Grandfather, great grandfather. Three generations, at least. Sometimes more. There is more people that God wants them to be happy to see. The Simchat Hatan V'Kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring those neshamot when they do something wrong. Who will come? That is Yismach Yisrael Be'osav. Said, what's Yisrael Be'osav? Those who made him. Who made him? Father and mother. The parents will be there even if they are not in existence of this world. Say, the neshamot of the tzaddikim, they come to their children's wedding, grandchildren's wedding. When? Benetzion Gilu B'Malkah. If they are happy with the king of the universe. But if not, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring those neshamot? For what? To make them suffer? Or the Malachim, he will bring them to be happy there? This is what the Midrash is telling us. That is, if even the worlds above us, there is joy and happiness when there is Simchat Hatan V'Kala. Imagine how important it is, the mitzvah of Priya V'Raviya, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to be happy and make them so happy. Besides the point that a person is not called complete. Where did he learn that's not called complete when he's not married? There is in the Pasuk in Humash, Vayivra Elohim et Adam Betzalmo, Betzelem Demut Avnito, Tzutin Zer, Zachar Unkeva Beraam, second Perek in Bereshit, Zachar Unkeva Beraam, Vayikra et Shemam, what's written after Vayikra et Shemam? Does anyone remember? Vayikra et Shemam, Adam. Adam is one. Created Zachar Unkeva, and he called them Adam, one. To show you, now, when there is Zachar Unkeva, there is Adam, there is one. If not, if there is only Zachar, it's not Adam yet. It's half. That is machloket, how it was. But this is the Chonkev Abraham Kad Shemam Adam. Because Shemam, he talks about two. The name was Adam, one. Pasuk v'Firush, that they are now one. Before that they were, each one only, half. Besides the point that marriage brings a lot of good, the Gemara mentioned six things. There is more really in the Midrashim. The Gemara said, a person, if he is not married, no good. When he has goodness, when he gets married. What is that written? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo tov heyot ha'adam levado. When Adam levado, it's not good. He gets married, there is good. There is also beracha. Pasuk, there is in Tanakh, Lehaniach beracha el betecha. When you have a home, you have a wife called betecha. Then there is beracha. If not, there is no beracha. That's the second thing. Then there is simcha. B'samachta, ata, betecha. When you have a betecha, there is simcha. There is no betecha, there is no simcha. Then that is tova, beracha, simcha. Then there is another thing. Choma. She is nekeba, tesobib gavah.